Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
For a decade, he was the world's most wanted terrorist, perhaps the most hated man in America, the object of one of the most high-profile and expensive and extensive military missions ever. And the code name for Osama bin Laden? Geronimo. Many are taking issue with that decision, associating Osama bin Laden with the Native American leader. And joining us now is Jeff Hauser, tribal chairman of the Fort Sill Apache tribe. Jeff, your tribe in Oklahoma is actually asking the president to apologize for choosing Geronimo.
That's right. Yes, we sent him a letter Tuesday night.
Are you personally offended by the choice?
Well, yeah, I think it's inappropriate. I think that America would react differently had the headline been Ronald Reagan KIA or Martin Luther King KIA, and that's how I feel. That's how we feel using the name Geronimo and associating him with bin Laden.
All right, let me set aside my personal opinions for a moment and play devil's advocate, which is that some of the justification is that for some time Geronimo was the most wanted man in the United States. And therefore, since Osama bin Laden was the most wanted, that's why they made the association. That's the comparison that they made. But where is the difference? Point out the differences between Geronimo and say, Osama bin Laden.
Well, Geronimo was a peaceful man until 1858 when he faced his own 9/11. And that's when Mexican soldiers killed his mother, his wife, and three small children. And at that point, he vowed never again to be content. He was never content after that in his happy home. That was from his quote, a quote from his biography. And he vowed revenge on the Mexicans. I mean, Geronimo was defending his homeland, much like the Americans defend their homeland. Geronimo didn't reach out and attack countries outside of his realm. He was merely protecting his home. And there's a big difference between a person protecting his home, which is respected in the United States, and a terrorist.
I gotta say, Jeff Hauser, tribal chairman of the Fort Sill Apache tribe, it did seem an odd code name for Osama bin Laden. Geronimo, first of all, lived to the ripe old age of 80. In those days, that was quite senior, and he surrendered in the end. One might call into question his decision to surrender, but there's never this huge worldwide hunt.
He made no videotapes either. None.
Yeah, there's no video there. Unfortunately, he was in a parade. Put on by Teddy Roosevelt. But, you know, his surrender was one where he relied upon the United States to return him to the homelands in 2 years. That was the promise made when he surrendered, and that was overridden by the president at the time. And it was just the first of many promises by the United States not kept to return our people to our homelands. He died wanting to return to that area, never able to do so. And our tribe still maintains the desire to return to our homelands in New Mexico and Arizona.
So unfortunately, at this point, that code name of Geronimo is going to be associated for at least a while with Osama bin Laden. But you are asking for the president to apologize. Will that make you feel better?
I think it would be a good positive statement. I mean, the president is the commander-in-chief of the United States military. I was a little disappointed to read that it was referred to the Defense Department. I would think that he should step up in his role as commander-in-chief and at least make a statement that going forward, it's not appropriate to name Native American icons as terrorists or associate them with terrorists.
Especially when we're talking about a Native American icon who, by many, is considered to be a freedom fighter, right, Jeff?
That's right. Defender of his homeland.
Jeff Hauser, tribal chairman of the Fort Sill Apache tribe. The tribe in Oklahoma is asking President Obama to apologize for giving Osama bin Laden the code name of Geronimo. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.